All right, everybody, this is the Georgia Songbirds. We have a special guest here today. Normally we do artists and musicians, but there's other people that help out with music as well. And we have one of them here with us today. Introduce yourself.
My name is Jeremy Powell. I am the director of podcast at Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm the host and producer of the Peach Jam podcast. And it's also a TV show, too, Peach Jam on GPB. And I have this wonderful job where I get to find these artists from all over Georgia and get to invite them to Midtown Atlanta to perform for us and talk. And it's one of my favorite things in the world to discover music and then share it with people. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing on Peach Jam and the Peach Jam podcast.
Okay. And I told anybody that comes on the show, I don't care whatever they do, even if it's another podcast, that's fine with me. I love music. We have the same. I just wish mine could be a job and I could get paid.
No, I get it. I'm very lucky. And my my history is all in radio. So I started in radio in Rome, Georgia, pushing buttons at South 107, which is a country music station that was up there for a long time. Yep. And I pushed buttons at South when I was 16 years old.
Okay.
And then from there, when I was a senior in high school, I worked in Carrollton at KISS 102.7. I think it's still there in Carrollton.
Okay.
And I was on the radio and terrible. Went back to Rome. I was on Q102 in Rome. And then the big ones are when I moved to Atlanta. So I can go backwards through my career in Atlanta. I was at KIX 101.5. I was a morning show producer in Atlanta for a long time. So I was at KIX 101.5 with Cadillac in Dallas.
Okay, I bet it was at Moby because that's how far back I go.
No, it was so it was with Caddy in Dallas, who are amazing. They're both hilarious and awesome. I loved them both. I worked at B98.5. I was there when Melissa Carter was there.
Okay.
After she had left the Burt Show and she was on B98.5, I worked there with her. And before that, I was at Dave FM when it existed, which was a great, great station. I just loved it. I worked there with Jimmy and Yvonne, Jimmy Barron, who had left 99X. And Yvonne was from 99X, too. When they were doing a morning show there at Dave, I worked with them. And then I worked at 99X back in the day. So I was at 99X in 2003, 4, and 5, when Fred Toucher was the morning show host. And so I worked with Fred, obviously, and Jimmy Barron and Leslie Fram and Crash Clark, and he's one of my best friends in the world now. And so my history was all radio, and so I'm not a musician, but I love music, and I love sharing music. And I got into podcast working professionally for a podcast, and I've been at GPB for almost 2 years now. And we're on our third season. We just recorded our third season of Peach Jam. And what's great about it is because we're Georgia Public Broadcasting, I get to pull from all over the state. And there is, I mean, you know, there's so much talent here. It is nuts how much talent there is. And what I love about it is that there are people spanning the spectrum from wanting to just do it on the weekends. They're weekend warriors, and that's what they want to do. They play, you know, hotel lounges and in restaurants. There's people who are working class musicians who it's their job, and they're never going to be rich. They're never going to be super famous, but their job is making music.
Yeah.
And then there are people who are hungry to be the next superstar, and that they have the talent to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to me how much is out there in the talent that these people have. And the fact that I get to do it as part of my job is so cool.
Oh, yeah. See, and that's why I'm sitting here talking to Jeremy. And if you guys remember Jeremy, he actually interviewed me a couple years ago with the Cherokee Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a Georgia versus, I think, North Carolina at the time. And every year, guys, we do a Georgia versus series. We take 8 songwriters from Georgia, and I put them 8 songwriters against another state. We did Tennessee the first year because I know a lot of guys in Tennessee. We did North Carolina the second year. Kentucky was the third year. Alabama was last year. And then this year's, which was ending in February, was Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Because I know a lot of blues people. So Georgia won this year. We had a Jesse Williams band. I don't know if you know Jesse. You bet Jesse.
I don't know.
Yeah, she is an amazing singer.
I'm going to make notes as you talk. I knew that we were going to talk, and you're going to give me all kinds of names that I need to reach out to.
Yes.
Because, I mean, there are people at the building, obviously. It's Georgia Public Broadcasting. It's a big building. But there's not a ton of people that work on the podcast with me. So I kind of do the poking around and the research on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to write down everybody you suggest.
Yes.
The Jesse Williams Band.
Jesse Williams Band. She's out of, I think, Dawsonville.
Okay.
Is where she's at. And that's kind of what we're doing, guys, here for the Georgia Songbirds. I want to team up. We're talked about doing some kind of sending people or each other ways and working, collaborating stuff together. And I can give you a list a mile long.
Oh, thank you.
And if you're hiring, I can come work and I can get paid to give you a list a mile long.
Right.
I mean, so many songwriters, because you're right. Georgia is such a hotbed for music. I mean, I do security now on the side for Mad Life. Mm-hmm. And seeing some of the people that come out of there they do a lot of cover bands and tribute bands up there, but they do the patio guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of them, but I always can meet new ones. Mm-hmm. And like, I can give you a list of 100. I guarantee you next week 100 more is going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
It's always changing, always growing.
And that's what's so amazing. So I have this theory about like where we are. It's not really a theory, but it's my thoughts about like where we are in the world and technology as to why there's so much out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because, like we're doing now, we're recording this in a gazebo on your property. Like, we're in the sticks, right?
Uh-huh.
And we can put it out online and it sounds incredible.
Yep.
You can do that with music too.
Mm-hmm.
You can record things and put it out all by yourself without the use of you don't need a record label. You don't need a A&R team. You don't need a master, you know, like a mastering producer. You don't need all that stuff. Does it help? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to have it to put out music and then to go play.
Right.
And because of that, you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of talented people out there that are able to put their art out, and then somebody discover them, and then have a, you know, a little fan base.
Yeah.
And again, you may not be super famous because of it, but you may be really, really important to a handful of people. And I think that is so cool.
Yeah.
And then it makes it where you and I can sit down and talk, who are people who are into it. We are into artists. We know tons of mm-hmm. artists' name. And the first one you mention is somebody I've never heard of.
Yep.
I love that. It makes me so happy. It does.
See, I've been writing music since I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing this songwriting. That's what I love, is songwriting. I have a band. I play. I do that stuff too. And that's where I meet a lot of these guys, is because we're out playing open mics or we're playing at bars or whatever. And as big as the songwriting community is, it's very tight and it's very close. They pretty much everybody knows each other, or mm-hmm. they will eventually. They'll play mm-hmm. with them. And this is my way to give back to them. Because, I mean, when I was 19 years old, I was in Nashville. I went to some kind of songwriting award show.
Okay.
And then it's a lot different as now. So I cold called like all these different publishers and stuff like that, just to try to get an interview. And one guy called me back. He said, "Yeah, Jesse, come on down. I'd like to meet you." I remember, I was 19 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I go into this guy's office. I got my songs. I could play guitar, but not really well. At the time, I was better writer than player, but I could do enough to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go in there, and he looks at it, and he goes, "Yeah," he says, you got a core. You need to do this and this and this." And he gave me all this advice. And, of course, 19 years old kid, they don't really pay attention to it and listen to it. His name was Alan Reynolds.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And if you don't know who Alan Reynolds is, guys, he's the one that found Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of him with Garth, and it didn't even click. I was 19 years old.
Huh. That's awesome.
I wish I'd listened to him. Alan, if you're still around listening, brother, I'm here. I promise. I've yeah. gotten better.
Yeah? Is that it? Okay.
In 30 years.
You know, and it's one of those things where you can go to Nashville and you can become a writer, and like, you can say, "I'm going to Nashville. I want to be a part of country music," or basically any kind of music now. Mm. But I want to be there where the action is, and there are people who go there and they're very successful doing it. And then there are people who go there and they get so dejected and they get turned down a thousand times, and it just takes the fire away from them. So it's not for everybody.
Right.
I got a chance. So I just recorded my third season. It hasn't come out yet. It releases on May 17th. That's the first episode.
And we'll release this the same day so that people can.
Oh, excellent. It. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, it is a Friday.
We'll
release,
well, you want to do, I can do the day before if you want.
Either one. It doesn't matter. I mean, there's a lot out there. So if you just Google PCM Podcast, you'll find it. And there's already two seasons of it. But for the third season, I got to talk to a girl named Rebecca Howell. Mm-hmm. And Rebecca Howell's from Cochran, Georgia, which is down south of Atlanta. It's almost to Macon, right around that area.
Okay.
And she was on The Voice, made the top 24 of The Voice. She was on American Idol, but was never on TV. But she was out in California. And it was some of those people that she met doing The Voice and doing American Idol that suggested to her, hey, go to Nashville. And she and her husband decided to sell everything they own and move to Nashville and just try. Mm-hmm. And she's got an office job, and then she's doing songwriter rounds, and she's really putting in the footwork because it's for her. That's what she wants to do, and she's going to be something. I would be willing to bet that she is going to be something. She writes really good songs. She's got an amazing voice. She's gorgeous. And then there was another band that I met named, the band's called Hey Dreamer. Melody Kaiser is the head of it. It's her and another guy, and then they fill out the band. Melody's been playing music since she's been playing guitar since she was like 9 and been playing music professionally in bars and doing gigs since she was like 12.
Yeah.
She studies music business. She's got a degree from Berklee School of Music, and she's getting a master's degree in music business from Berklee School of Music. And she comes at it with a very business-like sense.
Right.
And she only plays shows that are going to be beneficial, that are going to be worth it. She only she's very calculated in how she goes about her music career. Mm-hmm. And she's very successful, and they will be something big because they are incredible. She's a great songwriter. She's an amazing guitarist. And she's very attractive as well. And she's going to be very talented. But it's two completely different roads for those two artists.
Right.
Rebecca going off to Nashville to get in the middle of the mess and say, I'm going to stay up all night writing songs and playing in the round and doing all these things. And then Melody coming at it with this business sense of what they're going to do with Hey Dreamer. And they both can be successful because there's not one path anymore.
Right. And see, there was a young lady that came on the show. Her name is McCartney Reinhardt.
Okay.
She's here from Georgia. She was 15 when she came on. She's probably 17, 18 now. Her parents moved her to Nashville.
Okay.
And Nashville, guys, if you haven't been to Nashville, it's changed a lot from the days of the songwriter and people getting the artists. They still got the songwriter rounds, but they got something that's like Honky Tonk You or something where they send people down and they have to learn all these covers. And then they basically play the cover. They go up and down. Mm-hmm.
They're on Broadway
playing nothing but covers. To me, it defeats the purpose of Nashville. But McCartney is down there, and that's one you should definitely check out. She's going to be a star. She's so young. She came up here. You could tell the history of Georgia, how small Georgia is. Reinhardt College, if you don't know Reinhardt College, mm-hmm. she's got a family lineage to that because of Reinhardt, her last name.
Yeah.
Her dad, I went to school with his brother, Eric, who plays in the band, Eric mm-hmm. Reinhardt, and it all came back. Because when I was in high school, I played a little bit, but I was more playing sports, and I didn't follow that till later. But that's one person you should talk with for sure, because she is super talented. She's down playing covers, but she is getting her songs out too. And like I said, there's not a certain path.
Mm-hmm.
My dream for Georgia, and I've said this before, and I really would love to turn Georgia into the new Nashville, because you've got so many people just around Cherokee County mm-hmm. that are amazing. Jonathan Payton's breaking out.
Oh, wait, you got to slow down.
Well, that's one thing I have a hard time doing.
Seriously, no. You keep talking. I'm going to write it down. Every time you mention a name, just know that I'm picking up my phone and making a note. Jonathan Payton.
Yeah, he opened up for Zach Bryan.
Really?
He's from Woodstock.
Yeah.
Cody Bowden. Same from Woodstock.
Okay.
Guys, everybody been on a show. I'm about to give you guys some love. I know I'm going to forget somebody, so don't come at me because I met a lot of you. But as we talk about this, guys, reach out to me. We're gonna work a relationship here with, I'm going to call you PBS just because I grew up with PBS.
Yeah, that's fine. So, I mean, we were talking off the air before we started recording. Georgia Public Broadcasting is the statewide affiliate for NPR and PBS. Yeah. So everywhere in the state, you can hear NPR radio and you can watch PBS television on Georgia Public Broadcasting. So that's where our work. Our studios are in Midtown. We actually have like big giant TV studios there. And
not gazebos like me.
Yeah, not gazebos. No, but this is nice. But we have these big fancy studios, you know, so we get to bring in these bands and record in these big, nice studios. We record our music videos, and then the interviews and everything is all done there. So Peach Jam, also, if you're a musician and you want to reach out to me, it's peachjam@gpb.org. That's the email address. Comes right to me, and I'll put you in my suggestion folder to go through. But so Peach Jam, as kind of a mission of GPB, is to introduce the public to these musicians that live in your neighborhood, or mm-hmm. they live in your hometown, or they're from your hometown, or they're playing right around the corner from you. It's I want you to know that there's all this talent around. On the flip side of it, for the musicians who are coming up, we're giving you professionally recorded songs. We're giving you a professionally recorded and edited produced video of those songs, a professionally recorded video podcast and audio podcast. Like, all that is yours to use in your press kit, or to put on your website, or to send out to venues to say, this is what we sound like, this is what we look like. And it really is a service of the people to be able to do that, because it's twofold. Mm-hmm. Because I love musicians. I wouldn't have had a career if it wasn't for musicians, because I worked in radio.
Yep.
And again, like I said, one of my favorite things in the world is to introduce people to people that I've found, you know, and say, have you heard of X, Y, and Z? One of the guys that I've got to meet, Eddie Ninevolt. Do you know Eddie Ninevolt?
I haven't met him, but I've heard his music. So Eddie, really good.
It was so good. He's like this like soulful blues stuff. He is so, so talented. He lives in Kennesaw now, and him and I have become friendly, and he's one that, like, he tours. He goes internationally. Mm-hmm. He does stuff. He's been on the road opening for The Dip, which is a great band, and but he's this guy kind of doing it himself. His brother's in the band with him. He's sure, he's got a booking agent and stuff, but he's not like a huge superstar. But he could be. He's got the stuff for it. There's just tons of people like that I've been able to find and then share with other people. But then there's also Kevin Kinney came in. Everybody knows Kevin Kinney because he's from Driving and Crying. But he's got great stories, and he loves Georgia, and he's been around here for so long. Mm-hmm. He talked to me about moving to Georgia in the 80s, how he helped build the Roswell sewer plant. That was his job while he was trying to do music and stuff. He talked about how, you know, he's friends with Peter Buck from REM, and like, they're good buddies now.
Yeah.
But there was a time when he was listening to REM in his, you know, I can't remember what kind of car it was. You'll have to go pull up the episode to listen. It's like some crappy car, and he's listening to REM, and now he's like, I'm friends with that guy. And like, he was so down to earth and so cool. It's like, this is a dude who is so influential in Southern rock specifically, but yeah, music in general, that there's a four double album set of cover songs that people have done of music he's written. And he's so down to earth and so happy and so nice, little crazy, but just awesome.
I think I'm a musician too.
Yeah. Well, we all are. We all have our own touch, right? But yeah, it's been an amazing thing to get to sit down and talk with these people and to share their music with listeners.
Yeah. See, and there's a guy that is, I met him at Red Light Cafe in Atlanta.
Okay.
You're going to know who he is because he's a big time guy. But it's funny because his mom literally is 5 minutes from here. He's from Georgia. Mm-hmm. There's a band called Trick Pony.
Yeah.
Keith Burns is from Georgia.
Is he really?
Me and him wrote a song together, okay. And it actually got put on hold with Alan Jackson. It didn't go anywhere, but it's funny, talking about like down-to-earth people. Mm-hmm. One of the funniest guys you ever meet, very down-to-earth guy. He used to play bass for Joe Diffie. He had Trick Pony. Now he's playing around doing this thing. He's still in Nashville playing like everybody else. Mm-hmm. But he's the same way as like these communities. You got to come together as a community. And it's not – I know it probably feels, guy, like sometimes you're in competition with each other, but you're not. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're playing. There's enough space and enough music to go around.
And that's something I've been learning when I talk to these musicians, is that it really is very much like a family.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's looking out for everybody else in hooking people up. Like, hey, you need a bass player? I know somebody. Mm-hmm. Hey, you need this? I need an opener, blah, blah, blah. And that's been a lot of fun to realize that it's not near as cutthroat as I thought it was. I'm sure there are instances. Of course, there's going to be instances. But I got a chance to talk to a band called Cobanova. They're from Atlanta, but they met in Athens. They met at UGA. They're all UGA graduates, and they call it alternative Southern rock, mm-hmm. and it truly is like the most apt description of their music, because there's some Allman Brothers in there. There's also some like Widespread Panic in there. Like, it's really good. Look them up. But anyways, they were telling me about the music scene in Athens. And my thought has always been that Athens, because it's so world famous, is more cutthroat. And it's a little more, every man for himself type of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's not. Apparently, it's a big family there, too. It's just kind of a thing that we have here in Georgia. I mean, even you get down into Atlanta,
yeah.
And everybody's a family. Everybody's happy to see each other. They're excited to go out and play with each other. Or they've heard the name and haven't gotten to meet yet. And I've been able to, doing Peach Jam, introduce people to other bands, introduce musicians to other musicians, which has been a cool experience, yes. To be that conduit. I'm sure you've been able to do the same.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There's a guy that around this scene, Kurt Lee Wheeler. I don't know if you've heard that name.
No, I haven't. It sounds like I don't know who anybody is, but there's a million people out there.
There is a million. He's a big guy here in Cherokee County. He helps out other artists, and he plays himself too. Mm-hmm. You know, he wrote a song called Cherokee County that is now going to be the Cherokee County theme song.
Oh, no way.
And he's been doing this. He's also a teacher. So, I mean, it's to hear these stories of musicians. And guys, we could go on for hours, and I don't have time limit. We can go as long as you want to. I really don't care. I love talking music. There is instances of people like when you're in other places, but like for here, it really, there's not. I mean, there's people that get upset when somebody takes a gig, but I mean, come on, guys. That's part of the business.
Yeah.
That's part of the business.
Yeah.
Me personally, as a songwriter. I always say I'm a songwriter first, singer when I have to be. That's just how I am. I'd rather write music. I'd rather sit down and play the guitar, hand it to somebody. And that's anybody for listening, really. This is how it works, how I want it to work. I'd rather somebody cut the song. We'll go through all that stuff. You cut it. We'll talk about the splits, mm-hmm. and all that stuff later. Here in Georgia, there's a lot of open mics around. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of venues that play covers. And I've heard the stories about, artists are so sick of here in cover bands. Well, the problem with that, it's not really a problem. That's how where the money is. That's how they make money. That's their gig. And you mentioned it earlier that people just get all frustrated, mm-hmm. with the business. The business itself is a business, but you got to enjoy it. But we're sitting talking about music and loving it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's two, mm-hmm. different people, do different spectrums. The guys you mentioned, I don't know one of the people that you mentioned, Eddie. That's, yeah. the only one I heard of. So just know who you're talking with when you're somebody, and help each other out. There's, mm-hmm. nothing wrong with being nice and helping people. And that's why when you talked about like your podcast and you asked if you come on and talk about it, I said, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could say, you're a podcast. I'm a podcast. I've had somebody do that to me.
Yeah.
They're like, I can't. It's because they're from a big radio station. They couldn't come on the show.
Hmm.
I'm like, well, I don't think our lawyers will let me do it. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine.
Is it a radio station here?
Uh-huh.
Was it one of the ones that I, uh-huh. mentioned that I worked at? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah. We won't get into that part.
I can take a wild guess.
Yes. And but like I said, I'm all for helping anybody out, and you know, that's kind of what people do. I help you, you help me, we meet other people, and in turn, it helps the music scene.
Exactly. And then if the music scene grows here, it just helps everybody. Mm-hmm. It really does. And so because it's going to make the venues more money, which is going to make the people who work there more money, it's going to make the musicians more money, it's going to bring more people here because they want to see our music scene. Like, that, it's all just good. It's just going to bring a lot to the economy. And then it's going to allow people to see that as a job and see that as a future for themselves and say, hey, I want to do that. I think a lot about how much music and how much talent was lost in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s of people who didn't get a break. And we'll never, ever know. Like, we'll never know if there was some singer-songwriter in the, you know, 1972 who was a genius, who was making incredible music, and then something happened where his car broke down and he, you know, had to go to work to get a new one, or his girlfriend got pregnant and he had to give up on his dream. You know, there's a million stories that could be out there that we'll never know, we'll never hear. But because of technology, and I say this because people give so much crap to Spotify and Pandora and all the things, with the technology we have, those people can make their music and put it online immediately. I talked to a guy named Ryan Oyer from Ringgold, Georgia, which is northwest Georgia, extreme northwest Georgia. Ryan works at one of the carpet manufacturers in Dalton. And he, on the weekends, he sings in, he does a lot of open mics and a lot of hotel lounges in Chattanooga because it's the closest big city to him. And what he told me is that he keeps a ledger of how much money he spends on his music and how much money he makes on his music. And that's it. That it all stays there. So if he makes $100 playing a gig, he can spend $100 on buying stickers. Or if he makes $500 on a gig, he can spend $500 on getting vinyl pressed or whatever it is. And he just kind of keeps it separate, and it's his thing. But he recorded an album 100% on his iPhone and had it pressed on vinyl, sent me a copy, and it sounds incredible. It sounds so good. And this is a dude who's not doing it full time. He's just doing it when, you know, he scratches that itch. He enjoys being a songwriter. He enjoys being a musician. But he knows that he needs a full-time job because he's got kids and he takes care of them. 20 years ago, couldn't have happened. 20 years ago, that was not possible. Right. And 30, 40, 50 years ago, never would happen. But now, because of the way the world is, he's able to enjoy that and do that. And, you know, I hope that he gets to make a big break and be a musician full time. I hope he does because he's so, so talented. But if not, he's happy with what he's doing. And I love that. I love that that exists for people.
This has always been therapy. I mean, people say if you're around musicians enough, you hear the thing, music is therapy. Mm-hmm. And it is. There is a lady that the band is called Art and Wick.
Okay.
They're here from Georgia. Her name is Amy Smithwick, and she has been going through a lot of health issues. And I mean a lot. When I say a lot, what she does in her off time is she actually counsels the inmates.
Oh, interesting.
So, I mean, she does a lot of charity stuff and a lot of stuff to help them, and this is all on her own. Mm-hmm. But when you look them up, they have one album out. She is like one of the best singers I have ever heard in my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, crazy. And I listen like you. I listen to tons of music. I started a little radio station online, Georgia Songbird Radio, and people send me their music from all over the world. Mm-hmm. Worry about Georgia guys. Sorry for you out of towners and across the pond that I know. We'll get you on somebody else. But she's one of the most amazing singers I've ever heard. You mentioned about like recording on your phone. Trevor Start, another local guy.
Wait, got to write it down.
Yep. Like I said, guys, I could go on. We'll talk, and I'm gonna drop as many names. This is a name dropping episode,
yes,
for
please,
sure.
Yes.
Did the same thing. Recorded it. Miles Landrum, same one. They do it on their own. They help other people. They're amazing songwriters. And there's some talent you hear, and you're like, why are you not signed? Mm-hmm. Why are you not? I get the independent. It's hard to get heard, but why are you not found? There's another gentleman, Cannon Tyler. Have you ever heard of Cannon Tyler?
I haven't.
Cannon Tyler, I played shows with him. He is such an amazing guitarist. His songs are really good, too. He's more bluegrass, folksy style, but his guitar playing, amazing.
Yeah.
He's one that I'm like, dude, why are you not discovered? Mm-hmm. And that's what I do with the show is I want to give him a platform. And that's why, like I said earlier, you guys, when Jeremy asked about coming on a show to promote the Peach Jam.
Yeah,
Peach Jam podcast. All right, make sure I didn't forget that word.
Yeah, nope, that's what it is.
Peach Jam podcast. I said, absolutely, 100%, because I tell you, it's funny that when you called me when you did, because I was thinking, the guys were here in the gazebo, so if you guys know, we started the podcast, Georgia Songbirds. This is the Bird's Nest. Family and Graveyard is right here. I don't ever tell nobody, but I figured everybody listens to the show, they know it's here by now. If you don't, surprise.
Yeah.
But I'm building a studio in my house, and what I wanted to do, and I looked into it, was like actually through PBS, GPB, is like my own little Wayne's World show, is the best way to describe it. Is have songwriters come in there and play, and we have like what we're doing now, maybe a little 30-minute show, let them play, and broadcast it live, like whatever slot they give me, you know, and let it play. That's kind of what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where eventually I would love to go. But as you said, I'm in the sticks. It was going to take a while to upload it when I do it. But for your show, explain how people can get a hold of you, what exactly you're looking for, how it all works.
Okay. So for Peach Jam and the Peach Jam podcast, that is Georgia Public Broadcasting's music show. I'm the host and producer. And Peach Jam is where we have musicians that call the Peach State home. And so I wrote that as my loophole because you don't have to quite live here. You can be from here. Like Rebecca that I talked about earlier, she lives in Nashville, but she's from Cochrane. I had Lauren Morrow in. She lives in Nashville as well. She's from Kennesaw. She was a part of the band The Whiskey Gentry that you may know. So I'm looking for musicians that cover all types of sounds and represent all parts of the state. So Atlanta's got a ton in Atlanta proper. There's right. So many people. But I'm also looking for people that are dotted all across. So I've talked to the Georgia Thunderbolts who are from Rome. I've talked to Cole Goodwin who's from Pooler. I talked to the Pine Box Dwellers who are from Waycross. I talked to Lloyd Buchanan who's from Columbus. Lloyd Buchanan is the traveling organ player for Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes. And he played with Alabama Shakes and with Brittany Howard. He's been on the Grammy stage. Like, this dude's incredible. He tells me a story on the podcast about playing with Tom Jones on Live with Jules Holland on the BBC. And he's a dude from Manchester, Georgia, I think it was. And now he lives in Columbus. And so I've had rap artists, I've had hip-hop artists, I've had R&B, I've had singer-songwriters, I've had country artists, I've had alternative artists, I've had a punk band come in, and like we plugged in and turned it up loud, and we're rocking with New Junk City, who's from Atlanta. I just completely run the gamut because there's so many people.
Right.
On the third season, Shante Khan is an artist from, she lives in Smyrna, and she's a jazz fusion artist, and she is incredible. Her voice is magical. It really is everything, and that's what I love is because there's so much talent. Mm-hmm. When you get out into parts of Georgia, there's a lot of country music and a lot of country singer-songwriter stuff. But then there's people that have, like, little flares of other things, too. Mike Kennebrew came in for season 3. He's from Macon. And he's got a little bit of, like, the country. He's a singer-songwriter. And it's a little bit of a country sound because he's from Macon. And he grew up, I think he said, in Stone Mountain. But his is more of like that poppy singer-songwriter too, where it's all upbeat. It's most of his songs are very happy and inspirational. They walk the line between being worship music almost sometimes. And that's fun. You know, to discover somebody like that. Like, I liken him to Drew Holcomb in The Neighbors, if you know who they are.
Yeah.
And so I'm all over the place with music. The one thing I haven't had is straight up gospel. Even though Lloyd Buchanan played, he did play a gospel song, and he leans very gospel. I haven't had like straight up gospel. That doesn't mean that I'm opposed to it. I just haven't had. I only have so many slots. I only have like so many people that I can fit in the recording window. But yeah, I'm open to anything and everything. And it doesn't even have to be something that I like, even though I do like almost everything. It's not about like what I like. It's about finding something different to share with other people.
Yeah.
And so being able to find talent in different genres has been so cool. And it really represents the state well. I mean, you know, Georgia is diverse.
Yes,
it is really diverse. We have people who think and feel and do and eat and breathe different things. And that I think that's awesome. You know, you have Atlanta, which is Atlanta. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. If you're not from Atlanta or don't regularly go to Atlanta, it's intimidating. It's big. Traffic sucks.
Yes.
But then we have these small little communities that are tiny, that are so tight-knit, mm-hmm. that are amazing, especially you get down into South Georgia and some of those tiny little communities out in out in the farmland.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing what kind of talent is out there.
There is a guy, he's originally from Arkansas, but he's been in Georgia. He was in the Georgia Versus series. Now, this is a funny story. He's in South Georgia, I think McDonough area, and he used to be signed as a drummer for a rap band in the 90s.
Okay.
He was for the hardcore. His name is Kenny Owens.
Okay.
And I had such a fun. He helps other songwriters. He's just an open mic at Mad Street Tacos. I think it's Main Street Tacos. I have to look. But he's mm-hmm. at McDonough. And we've got talking about how he toured with Ice-T and he's played drum. And I mean, the band's called Hardcore. And he's one of two artists, musicians that I've seen, I know there's probably more, that he plays left-handed. Well, okay. The thing about his left-handed, he plays it upside down because his dad was a big country star like in Arkansas, mm-hmm. and he used to watch him on the TV. Well, everybody on TV is reversed.
Mm-hmm.
So he learned to play what he saw,
yeah.
and so he plays upside down left-handed. And I'm like, I couldn't do that. I said, I can't even watch you play. It messes me up watching you play. But he is an amazing songwriter.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy good songwriter. And like I said, he just has the chops and the stories. And he'd be a fun guy to have on your show.
Do you know the Waymores?
I've heard the name, but I don't know.
So the Waymores are, they play classic country. Like imagine classic country in your head. That's what they play.
Okay.
It's, 2.5 minute heartbreak songs in 3/4 time. And they are so, so talented. And they're from East Cobb.
Okay.
Like, they're from the fancier part of Cobb County in Marietta. And what was funny is, like, they kind of didn't want to tell me they were from East Cobb because they don't feel like they fit in. But it's like you hear that, and it's like, wait, what? This kind of music comes out of East Cobb?
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, the guy, Willie, I'm blanking on their name. Is it Willie? Willie. He graduated from Coosa High School outside of Rome, and he worked at WRGA in Rome, an AM radio station that I worked at, which was wild. We had no idea. It was just like a small world. But you can't, you really can't tell what somebody's sound is going to be like from where they are.
Right.
Like from where they're from or where they play or where they grew up. And I love that. I love that because there's this rapper named Wiley from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Wiley from Atlanta. He's from Clarkston. Grew up near like Clarkston, Decatur and stuff on that side of Atlanta. But he plays what he calls alternative blues or alternative R&B leaning more on the blues is what he said.
Okay.
And it's it's pretty apt. Like he's got a good handle on what he sounds like because it's rap, but it's not. And it's and like what he did for us, most of the stuff we do at Peach Jam is a little more stripped down.
Okay.
and it was like bluesy rap that was so good. And I wouldn't have expected that, you know, especially from a white dude from Decatur. Like, you don't expect that. Like, and he tells me a story in the podcast about how he grew up doing ballet and performing ballet.
Wow.
And yeah, you wouldn't have expected that. Like, you look at him and it's like, okay. And then he talks about going to Montessori school and doing ballet and being a learning to perform, doing those things. And he's incredible. I mean, he's absolutely incredible. I can't brag enough about the people that I've had on the show. And it's just a drop in the bucket for how much talent is out there. And it's like, if I could, I would do an episode every single week. And I would be, you know, I'd have one out all the time. But we can't do that for budget reasons and whatnot. Because it is kind of a big production, we can't do that. But I wish I could. And I know, like I said,
if you're in a gazebo, you can.
I know, right? I know, like, every name that you're mentioning, I'm having to write down because I don't know. But it's that there's been so many that I've had on the show. I'll give you just some names of people I've had on Peach Jam to kind of give you a look. I've mentioned Lauren Morrow and Eddie Ninefold, Pony Bradshaw from Chatsworth. Pony Bradshaw might be the best songwriter I've ever heard. That dude is incredible. Gringo Starr is an alternative band from Atlanta. Lynn Avenue, a country band from Savannah. They're a married couple, and they're great. Her voice is amazing. Chadster's a rapper from Covington. The Georgia Thunderbolts are Southern rock from Rome. The Ain't Sisters are like...
I know Barb.
Do you know them? You know Barb?
Yeah, she's been on the show.
She's so cool.
Yes.
She's so cool. Barb is so cool. The Ain't Sisters are like... They're like...
Come back on, Barb.
Rockin' bluegrass from Decatur, and they're so good. Cantrell's a rapper from Albany. Whiskey Run is a country band from Augusta, and what I love about them is they only play within a three-hour radius of Augusta, so they can sleep in their own beds every night. They're like the go-to opening band for any country traveling act that comes to Augusta. Like, they either know the promoter, or they know the sound guy, or they just call and they get hooked up, and they end up opening up for, like, Dwight Yoakam and things like that in Augusta.
I think they opened up for somebody at Mad Life recently.
It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Fushi's Forecast was from Atlanta. They're like, they're a jam band, like a fusion jam band where they kind of just pick up players. They have a core group and then they pick up players, and they're so cool to hear.
Yeah.
So talented. New Junk City's the punk band from Atlanta, but they're older guys. So they're all in their mid 30s or mid to late 30s. They called themselves Geezers. but like, they're old for a punk band per se. And but they're cool because they're still out there doing it, and they're singing punk songs that aren't bathroom humor. They're like more mature punk songs, if there's that. And I mean, who would have thought, right? Like, who would have thought that you would find that? I talked to a guy named Kian Martin. He's from Atlanta. He won a Michael Jackson scholarship to, was it Morehouse? I can't remember. He was given, I think it's Morehouse, but he was given a performance That's scholarship. Cool. Yeah. The Waymores I mentioned. Grip is a rapper from Stone Mountain who was signed to Shady Records for a minute. So he has a song with Eminem.
Wow. Okay.
Super nice guy. Incredible guy. A great lyrical rapper. Like, I was very impressed. I told you about Ryan Oyer from Ringgold and Wiley from Atlanta. Thoughts Are Nuclear is a alternative band from LaGrange, who, like, two of them have been friends since they were, like, in, like, I think they said 5 years old or something like that. Maybe they said fifth grade. It's one of the two. And they work at the Kia plant down there in West Point, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And then they're writing songs and writing these great, like, 90s-sounding alternative songs. And they're good. They're really good. I don't know why they haven't popped. Tony Evans Jr. Do you know Tony?
I know, I haven't talked to Tony. I talked to his dad.
Yes. Tony Evans Sr.? Yeah.
I've tried to get Tony on the show.
Yeah, Tony Evans Sr. is Tony Evans Jr.'s manager, and he was a musician, too. Tony Evans Jr. is this, like, crooning country singer-songwriter.
Yes, really good guy.
He is, yeah, he's so good. he's gorgeous. Like, he's this good looking dude, and it's not fair. Like, he's got muscles and stuff, and like, it made me just look fat on TV. But he sang one of the saddest songs I've ever heard in my life. It's a song called Kids We Never Had, and it's about a relationship that's over and mourning. He's like remembering these kids that don't exist. He's remembering what he thought their kids would be and what they would be when they grew up and how they would look. And I, as somebody who's been divorced and don't have kids with her and didn't, I can't have them. Like, it's the saddest song I've ever heard in my life. And it was I love sad country songs so much.
Every songwriter loves.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love sad country songs. And Tony Evans Jr. he's so talented. So talented. So definitely look him up. PBD Gray is a rapper who owns Plant-Based Drippin'. He's a vegan rapper, and he tells me all about veganism. He's got
my wife tries that with me.
He's got a touch of that fun crazy in him, but he's so good. But he's another lyrical rapper who is he's got like a lot to say in his music and a lot to say like politically and about the world. And he's super talented. Here's a name you'll know: Michelle Malone was on the show. Mm-hmm. Michelle Malone, who's been around for a long time. In the Atlanta area. She was signed years ago, and then she dropped off and wanted to be independent. And she tells me that whole story in the podcast about why she wanted to be independent and be more control of her career. And it's so respectable. Like, it makes so much sense. Like, this is a person who Clive Davis showed up in a stretch limo in Little Five Points in Atlanta to see her play, invited her to the limo to make her an offer, and she was signed to a huge record label and decided to leave because it was better for her. And, I mean, she's still out there doing stuff. She's still out there performing.
I met her at MadLife.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I got her card. I got to reach out to her to get on a show.
She's cool. She's really cool. She's really talented. And, I mean, her voice is incredible. She's, I mean, she's one of those one-take people, you know, where, I mean, she, because when they come in for Peach Jam, that's what, what's great is we're not live, is that you can come in and do as many takes as you need. And Michelle didn't need more than one. That's all she needed. I had a band called Soap In from Savannah. Soap was voted the best band in Savannah by, I can't remember the name of the contest, whatever. But they're like a party band that's been around for a long time that writes their own music. And they're so fun. They're fun. And it made me like want to go to Savannah to party with them. I mentioned Kevin Kinney. The Muckers are a Irish punk band from Atlanta that I've had in. Like, so they do like, it's like Celtic rock, Celtic punk type stuff. And they're a lot of fun. They all have day jobs, but they've got a guy playing an accordion, and it's cool. Because Irish punk is so closely related to bluegrass music. I love it. And so when the lead singer's playing a mandolin super fast, you know, like you can see how that is so much based into bluegrass. Mm-hmm. And I always lean very country and bluegrass and stuff personally. And so they were a lot of fun to have in. And then to hear about them traveling and like why they're playing Irish punk in Atlanta and where that comes from. Actually, I'm getting married next year and I hired them to play my wedding for next year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. But I think it's so fun. I'm going to have an Irish punk band at my wedding. I had a guy named Rex Evans come in.
Okay.
Rex Evans is an R&B artist, and he is super talented. His mom... He grew up around music. His mom was like the fourth member of TLC. So she sang backup for them on all their albums. She played bass. She played with Outkast. I mean, she played with just about anybody in Atlanta. She had played with them. So he grew up around music, and so he wasn't into it. And so it's not one of those things where he grew up around music and immediately went to it. It's like later in his life, he was like, okay, I need to do this. Mm-hmm. And he is full of talent. I'll just go ahead and finish out the list of people I've talked to. Iveen is maybe the most unique artist that I've ever talked to. Iveen lives in Smyrna. She creates, it's Irish electro pop, And she does it as a one-man band, so she uses one of those looper pedals.
I can't figure those out. Yeah,
I know. Like, I know that they're very difficult. She explained it to me. Still don't understand what happens. But she plays a harp. She plays a flute. She plays a guitar. She plays a synthesizer. She plays a drum machine. She does all this and then sings these ethereal electro-pop stuff. But she grew up singing Irish music. Her dad's Irish. And, like, first-generation Irish, she grew up singing in an Irish family band. So that's why she has that influence in her music. And it's so good. Again, I mentioned Kevin Kinney and Lloyd Buchanan. I mentioned him. So I've gotten the chance to talk to Tinsley Ellis, but not do a full episode with him. But if you like the blues at all, Google Tinsley Ellis. Oh, yeah. He's one of those guys, you probably know who Tinsley Ellis is, but if you don't, he's one of those guys that, like, is under the radar as a musician, but he's been cranking out, like, amazing blues albums for, like, 30 years or something? Like, something ridiculous?
That's crazy.
Yeah. And he's so talented. He's never been, like, a huge superstar, even though he should be. So those are that's the first two seasons of artists that I've had. And again, like, there's a million more out there, and I am open to hearing from everybody. I'm only going to get married one more time, so that gig's already gone. But you can come be on the show. You can be on Peach Jam.
Yes. Now, tell everybody, what are you looking for? How many episodes do you do?
So what I do is we've gone to 15 episodes of the podcast.
Okay.
So the first season was 12, then we moved to 15, and then for season 3 I did 15 again. And the reason it's 15 is because for the TV show is made up of 3 artists.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a 30-minute show, 3 artists, and so I need a number that divides by 3.
Yeah.
So the season 3 of the TV show will be 5 episodes of television. Season 2 was the same. It was 5 episodes. Season 1 was 4 episodes. So again, you can email me. It's peachjam@gpb.org. You can just Google Peach Jam Podcast and you'll find it. You can watch the TV show on gpb.org. Like, everything's on demand for free on gpb.org, which is great. So you can see all the episodes and see what we do. You can also see it on our YouTube page. So we have it's kind of cool how much stuff we get out of it. So we record the artists that come in, and there's the podcast that's about 30-ish minutes. That's mm-hmm. a mix of interview and music. On YouTube, there's the full musical performances, all 3 songs that are played in their entirety, back to back to back.
Okay.
And the artists get those, like, they're theirs to have. Then there's a video podcast that goes on YouTube that is a little bit longer than the TV segment. So it's around 9, 10, 11, 12 minutes, something like that. That's a mix of interview and music. And then we're on social. We're on Instagram at Peach Jam Podcast. And then, like I mentioned, there's the TV show, which is a 30-minute show of 3 artists. So each artist gets about 8.5 minutes of mix of interview and music. So it's a lot of stuff out there. Like, I did season 3. It was 15 artists in 9 days. Like, it was fast and furious recording, right?
Yep.
Like, it was like 12-hour days at work. It was a lot. But because we do it that way, we're able to get a lot out of it and really crank them out. And, yeah. And share all this with everybody. Like, I just want people to know that there's so much talent.
Yes. Now, how many, you talk about your seasons. Now, is it like Game of Thrones where we got to wait 2 years?
No, it's not. So when this first started, it was just a podcast. And then we were recording when we could. We'd set it up and we'd record. And then the second season, what we did, we decided, okay, let's line everybody up and do it over the course of 2 weeks. And so, because I'd never produced TV, and I'd only produced radio and podcasts, so I didn't know, like, how to do it. We were just kind of getting our feet under us stuff, and also trying to, like, push that, like, we didn't know we were going to get to do TV. We knew we were recording it for it, but we didn't know quite what we would get to do. So now what we've kind of gotten in the groove of doing is recording, setting up a season recording every 6 months.
Okay.
So we just finished season 3. At the end of April, I guess. So the next season is set up to record in October.
Okay.
And so I'll start going through. And mainly what I try to do is get that mix of looks of people, sounds, and parts of the state represented.
Okay.
So that's what I really want to focus on, is that we have a variety of peoples, a variety of sounds, and a variety of places. Because you could do a show that was all from Atlanta. Yeah. You could do a show that was all from Woodstock, probably.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But I since we, you know, represent the whole state, I want to get representation from all over. Mm-hmm. I had a guy in for season 3 from Camilla, Georgia, which is...
I have no idea what that's
at. It's south of Albany. Like, it's like 10 miles from the Florida-Georgia line. Like, it's way down there.
Yeah.
And he drove up. I had another band from Valdosta drive up. And so to give South Georgia some love is really nice. Mm-hmm. And the same with the North Georgia Mountains. You know, to be able to have the band from Rome and to have Pony from Chatsworth, you know, that's great. And I want to be able to find people up in Dawsonville and Dahlonega and Blue Ridge and things like that. It's just a matter of being able to find them and Google them and do what I can to get them to answer an email.
And we will post the stuff here that you give me. We'll give you your links, and that's why I keep telling everybody links that many times as you want to.
Yeah,
so
sure. Here,
and I'll post it, because now I'm going to give you a list of people.
Please.
For it. Now, you mentioned earlier gospel. I've had a gospel person on here, but they're not from Georgia, so they can't get okay. Caught out.
Well, do they live here? If they live here,
no, they're like in Canada.
Dang.
When I started the Georgia Songbird, it was for locals, right? I talked to low people. I know everybody wanted to talk to me, so I set it up. We'll talk. And then it just exploded, and I got music from everywhere. I've talked to people from Australia. I've talked to people from Germany. The farthest one was Australia. It was 13 hours ahead. I had to get up early one morning to get them on a show.
Yeah.
Because we do live. Here, Jeremy's here at the gazebo. We get the studio. We get the gazebo, but we also do digital. We do it online. Because not everybody can come here now because you're at an actual radio station and at a studio, they'll travel to you.
Yeah.
They won't travel to the gazebo.
No, I get I don't that. Blame them. Yeah. That's the thing is when I tell people, like when somebody's going to drive from Camilla, I'm like, hey, you know, by the way, you're going to get a lot of stuff out of it too. You know, it's like, I appreciate, because we can't pay you to come up there. We're right. Georgia Public Broadcasting. We can't do that, but
give
you can
exposure.
Come up and yeah, we'll help. We give you the promotion and you'll get the recordings and you get the videos and you get those stuff, that stuff so that they do get a little something out of it. And coming here to the gazebo, you're going to get something out of it. You should drive here. Now, if you got to fly.
You're going to get bit by mosquitoes.
Yeah. If you got to fly from Australia, you might want to plan a few days. Like, be here for a minute. Yeah.
There's a band I met out of the UK that's going to come back. And I told them when they do come here. Same, they told me when I come up. They're amazing.
Who is it?
Elizabeth and Jameson. That's the name of the band. They are a duo I met in Nashville playing at a vegan restaurant.
Okay.
And you could just tell star quality. Mm-hmm. Like when you sit down and they just started playing because they're like a folksy Irish country, I don't know what you want to call a band duo. They're now married. They met at an open mic and he needed somebody to play fiddle and then it just turned into a relationship. His name is Griff and Hannah, Elizabeth and Jameson. Amazing, talented people. And guys, don't worry, I'm about to give some Georgia some love, I promise you. But I remember sitting there listening to them play, and I'm thinking, like, Georgia, for as many talent, how much talent we have here, the problem has always been is support local music, guys. You've got to get out and play. You say you want these guys to hear their music and write songs. Well, most of them have day jobs, but this is how they make extra money, they make a living. Go listen to them at a bar, at a brewery, anywhere. Tip them, buy their music, stream it. I know streaming doesn't do a whole lot, but you can always download it. You can always find merch, do stuff like that, and support them because that means more than anything. A lot of these guys, as talented as they are, will never get the record deals. Mm-hmm. They just won't. Wrong place, wrong time. Or you get too old, like you said, and it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. My band is called Yes Ma'am, stands for middle-aged men. We're all old, right? We're Southern rock. That's what we do. We know it's not going to be anything. Same thing with the other guys. But we still play because we love music. Mm-hmm. And most of these guys that you hear are doing the same thing. Now, Georgia Love, I'm about to give you some names here, Jeremy. You mentioned like a whole-piece band, like a one-piece band. Mm-hmm. There's a guy named Ben Bostick.
Okay. Oh, I do know Ben's name.
You know Ben? He is amazing. Funny guy, too.
Okay.
He's been on the show a couple times. And he used to play it in California at the pier. And so when they did that, he had all this thing. He can play by himself. And he did like a video of COVID when he was playing at the porch in Decatur or something, whatever their festival. And he just sat outside and played. Amazing songwriter, musician, top notch. You want to go toward like folksy. There's a duo, a married duo called the Trailer Hippies.
Okay.
That been on a show. And again, they're kind of leaning toward bluegrass and stuff. And I've always looked for a yodeler. Like you were looking for gospel. Yeah. I want a yodeler to come on a show. I don't know why, because I like different styles.
Yeah.
So we're going to find a yodeler for us so they can come on a show. There is a young lady out of, I think she's in Roswell. Her name is Maria Daresari. She has got one of the best voices I've ever heard. She is so talented, so young too. I mean, she's amazing. And I can give you these links and stuff too, if you, because Daresari, her mom Beatrice is her momager. Okay. There's a young lady I met recently. She's 21. Her name is Aspen Lee.
Okay.
Another great songwriter, another player. And guys, if you're listening, and I said I'm not forgetting you. Just there's tons of people. North Georgia, Calhoun. There's a guy named Hunter Blaylock.
Okay.
Amazing songwriter, one of the best around town. People love his stuff. He's been to the show. He's actually coming back on the show next weekend. He's coming up here. Amazing songwriter. He lives in a haunted house.
Okay. All right, hold on. I'm gonna make that note. Lives in a haunted house.
Yes.
I just want to ask him about that.
Uh-huh. I talked to so many people. I'm trying to remember their stories for you, too, so you can have a link to...
Yeah, please. Lives in a haunted house.
Haunted house.
I know Calhoun. Like I said, I grew up in Rome, so yeah.
There's a guy here, Thomas Hines,
okay,
that I wrote music with. I mean, he wrote songs together. He is so talented. It's one of those things that he's just up in age now, and, you know, people's like, you know what? It's more like a beauty contest.
Sure.
Not like, sorry, Thomas, you're not like, I'm not saying you're ugly or nothing. You're just a good looking guy, but he's older. He's like me. He's up there in age, and people kind of not pay attention. But if they shut their eyes and he's on The Voice and you just hear him, amazing. Got a silky, silky voice.
Mm-hmm.
Silky. And I'm man enough to say I'm okay with saying that man has a silky voice. Let's see who else we got. There is a guy, Chip McGuire. Funny player. He's talented. He plays all over. He's starting to come back and play.
Okay.
So you guys listen to that. Like I said, I'm trying to remember everybody that's... I know I'm forgetting people, but
I know
I'm not
it's one of those
to.
Things where people... that, like people at work or something, they may come up to me and be like, oh, tell me about some of the people you've had on or who's your favorites or whatever. And that's when I go blank.
Yeah.
You know, I have to pull up the list. Like I would, when I went over the list telling you, I was looking at Spotify. Just be like, oh, yeah, that's who I talked to.
Well,
yeah.
Seeing that you're wearing a Braves uniform, there is a guy here from Georgia that actually was drafted by the Reds. He plays for the Astros in the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. And now he does country music too. His name is Luke Berryhill.
Oh, I have, all right. I'm glad you mentioned that. I have Luke Berryhill's information opened up on a tab on my computer right now. Like, it's just a tab staying there because I knew that he wouldn't be able to come for April.
Yeah.
So, because he's playing ball.
Right.
But in October, I'm going to reach out and try to get him in October. Yes. Yeah, because I want to talk to him about baseball. I'm a baseball fan and obviously music. So, yeah. That's cool. So have you
he's
talked
been on
to
the
him?
Show. Yeah, I've talked to him. Okay. He's actually coming here to the show. His dad, Larry, I talked to his musician too. He's the one that got everything set up.
Okay.
And because he's with the baseball, he has to focus on that. He says, sure. I completely understand. You know, they want him 100% invested in that.
Yeah.
I get it. There's another gentleman, Dylan Cole. I met him through Mad Life. He came on the show.
Okay.
Talented songwriter. God, I'm drawing blanks. I'm trying. I should go through my old playlist. Like, who did I interview? Let me see all these people. Yeah. But I mean, I got like 400 different episodes. I was like, okay, I can't do that.
No, I get that. Yeah, I get that. And again, it's overwhelming in the most positive of senses that there's so much talent out there. I mean, you can go to your local bar that has somebody playing and probably see an amazing musician right mm-hmm. there. Like, it's no longer where you go and it's annoying, you know, and it's terrible. Like, there was a time where you would go and
I'm gonna pull my list. You
would have
cheat.
Go ahead. Yeah. There was a time where you would go out, be at a bar, restaurant, or something, and the person playing in the corner just wasn't that good. Like, they knew the owner or something, or they were the owner's girlfriend's boyfriend, or whatever, or the owner's daughter's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Could be the owner's girlfriend's boyfriend. Who knows? But now, it's like we're oozing talent, and I don't know what's happened. I don't know what the change is, but I love it and I'm here for it.
I think it's music schools, because I've had there's a school called Music Authority mm-hmm. that has been on the show a couple times, and they have kids basically try out for bands, and then they'll come up here with a band. And what I do with bands is we sit them here in the gazebo outside in the mm-hmm. the woods. I record them. They play three songs, and then we do the interview. We set it all up, and they're starting younger. There's so many ways in YouTube. There's mm-hmm. so many avenues now to learn. Like, when I was trying to learn guitar, my grandfather, my papa taught me a little bit, and then he mm-hmm. died. And then basically it's me just, okay, looking up chords and trying to figure out, teaching myself how to play. Mm-hmm. They might have had one or two schools in Atlanta, maybe Marietta, but nowhere near here. Now they're everywhere. Hmm. And it's so easy to access, and kids are these movies like Pitch Perfect when it comes out, and they got the yeah. voice, and they got American Idol. For all the things they do wrong, they do give people a chance, and they do put that drive, like, oh, I want to, like, my daughter wants to be a professional wrestler. Mm-hmm. Took her to a wrestling show. She loves wrestling. Now she's hooked. She wrestles for the high school. So that's her dream. Mm-hmm. My son, Gibson, wants to be a NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
He loves racing. Took mm-hmm. him to race. Now he wants to race. So it's funny, whatever they latch onto at the moment that just gets them there.
No, but I think that's a really good point that I didn't even think of, especially like how much you can learn on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Eddie Ninefold. That guy is he's like a guitar virtuoso. He won't admit it, but he is. He's mm-hmm. he's really, really amazing on the guitar. And there's videos, like if you find his YouTube profile, you can go back and see videos from when he's like 14 and 15 years old, like learning and picking and getting better. And so, like, he had talked to me about how that's where he learned about music, but he learned like old music. He learned about the old blues mm-hmm. and stuff from watching videos on YouTube. And yeah, there's so much accessible now to younger people who are interested in music. And, you know, if you get home at 3 o'clock and got nothing to do and you're just poking around YouTube for 4 hours, you can learn a lot and see a lot. And there's so much history out there to study mm-hmm. And so many tutorials to study that, yeah, I guess you could pick up a guitar and learn how to play right there in your own room.
Well, I taught my daughter how to play Free Falling, and she won't learn a guitar, so I taught her how to play Free Falling because it works her fingers. I came back a week or so later. She went to YouTube. She's playing Nirvana. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm playing Nirvana. I said, that didn't sound like Tom Petty. No, I got tired of that. I wanted to learn Nirvana. I'm like, fine. Talk about blues. There's a blues gentleman named Hugh Taylor here from Georgia.
Okay.
Amazing blues. He played over in the UK for a while. He's been on a show. He's played around town. Crazy good. Crazy talented. And since it's... We talk about the Georgia Versus series. I give everybody that played in Georgia this year. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's another lady, Jana Jennings from North Georgia.
Okay.
She is... I wrote a song with her. And for songwriters, this is a little bit of a good idea of how songwriting goes sometimes. I wrote this song, or I had an idea for a song called Guitar Prayers. And it had drinking and stuff in it. And she said, Jesse, I can't do the drinking part because I don't drink. I said, all right, we'll take it out. And so we took it out, and she changed the melody to fit her. And as a songwriter, guys, you got to be able to say, okay, do what you do. Play the song however you want to. You know, because you write it one way, but an artist is going to interpret it how they interpret it. And mm-hmm. it's for the artist. Mm-hmm. If you want to interpret it your way, play it out. But if you want somebody to sing it and that has a team behind them that will push the music, let them do what they do. And she had a great melody for it. And I'm like, okay, I'll just shut up and play.
Well, you know, the best example of that in history is what Bob Dylan said about Jimi Hendrix doing All Along the Watchtower. Is that when Bob Dylan saw Jimi Hendrix play All Along the Watchtower, his quote was, it's his song now. Mm-hmm. because he made it his own. And so, yeah, you're right. If you're gonna write it and own it and do it, do it. But if you're gonna let somebody, another artist, get involved, you gotta let it be.
Right. Because I had my first number one from a blues lady in Pennsylvania, and she took my song and made it hers. And it's already streaming, and she's getting awards. And I'm like, okay. I said, you want another one? I'll write to me. So her name is Miss Freddie. Miss Freddie, I'm giving you a shout out. She was in the Georgia versus Pennsylvania showdown. She was a Pennsylvania side. But here's the list of the Georgia ones that I haven't mentioned already. Ryan Little Eagle. If you're into, his style is very unique because he's Native American, so he plays the Native American flute in a lot of his songs.
Cool.
It's pretty cool. Like, he came here and played, and he pulled out this big stick, and I thought he's pulling out a pool stick for a second, and he played it. He was in the Georgia versus series. Hmm. Great, great songwriter. Caleb Wilkie is from, like, Caleb Wilkie and the Privateers is the band, but Caleb Wilkie is the main guy. He is kind of bluegrassy.
Okay.
And when I have a guest come on a show, always, I give him a cover challenge because I know people want to do cover songs, but I try to give him something off the wall, let him fool with it. I gave him Janis Joplin, and normally I tell people, just practice doing it. Everyone to release it, we'll put it on TikTok, we'll make it big that way. He did it on the spot. They did it, and I've got a video on Georgia Songbird's Facebook of them doing it. It was crazy how he just, okay, let me, give me a second, and then did it like that. I'm like, oh my god, dude, I can't do that. Shane Bias Jr. is another, is a good songwriter here from Georgia. There's a Nick Watson, he's a Marietta, he's new to the area. He's got a Chris Isaac type of vibe.
Okay.
You listen to him. I met him doing a songwriter round in at Mad Life, which I wish we had more songwriter rounds here in Georgia, guys. I want to get more of that going. But he sang a song, and I swore, it was like Chris Isaac was sitting next to me. Talented guy. Really good. Sterling Barrett is another one. He has a couple bands, a couple different. I think Sterling Barrett and the Ticks is one of his bands, but he's a great voice.
Okay.
And then there was Ben Kimbrell, and it's K-I-M-B-R-E-L-L. He was also in the show, and I've never met him until the show, and he's a really talented songwriter. He had a song about he talked about the saddest songs. You love sad songs. He's got one about his dad never knowing his dad. It, oh man, it was like tears. Ugh. It was so good.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Sad country songs are the best.
I want to write more songs now. That's what I love about this show, is I get inspired by talking to these guys. Yeah, it's a way to network, it's a way to meet everybody, but I get inspired to go write songs, to play better, to do better, because you see these, and I'll call them kids. Some of them are older, obviously, but some of them are kids getting started. And you mentioned it earlier, sometimes it's just not fair how talented they are.
Yeah.
They have it all. They got the looks, they got the voice, they got the style, and they're 17, 18 years old. It's like, this is not fair.
Yeah. Why couldn't I have had that?
When you meet Luke,
a little bit of that talent,
you're going to find out he's one of the ones, it's just not fair.
Yeah.
It's just not fair. And he's actually related to Curtly Wheeler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're all, it's a family. I didn't know that until I started talking to him, but they're all related. And that's just some of the guys from Georgia. I know if people are like, Jesse, you didn't say me. Yeah, I didn't say you. I'm sorry.
Wait, I can't tell you everybody I know, because I wouldn't remember anybody.
You know what? Just go to the Georgia Songbirds podcast. Look at all the episodes. They're there.
Okay. I'll do that. Yeah, that's a good idea, is to, when I need more people, I'll just go through some of the people that you've talked to, because you can hook me up with their email.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and vice versa. Well, that's what we'll do, is we'll work it as a team.
Absolutely.
I told everybody, I'm really excited about getting to meet you, because when you reached out, I was literally thinking about the PBS thing about doing the video. I was like, oh, that's so cool. And then you reached out, like, oh, yeah. And I remembered you from Cherokee, and you said GPB, and it took me a minute. It's like, what is GPB? Oh, he means PBS. Yeah. I was literally thinking about those guys.
Yeah.
So that is really cool, and I would love to come and watch that.
Oh, totally.
Sometime, just to see how it works.
Yeah, we can do that. I can set it up. It's cool to get to do something big and fancy. Like, it really is. It's big and fancy, and I'm blessed,
big, but I ain't fancy.
Yeah, I'm blessed to work at Georgia Public Broadcasting, because it really is fun. And what I love is that we get to give that to these musicians, is that, you know, my editor, Chris Howell, is an Emmy Award winner. Like, he's won 3 Emmys.
Wow.
And he edits the show. He edits those videos. Our sound company is Sounds Good. And they're all, like, music geeks and microphone geeks. And, like, they build microphones or they buy vintage microphones. Like, David, who works for them, would bring in specific microphones for whatever the artist was because he wanted it to sound just right. Mm-hmm. And there are people who, I love people who nerd out about stuff. And, like, there are definitely musicians who have come in that, like, geek out about the same thing because they want to get that right sound and whatnot. I don't know him. I don't know him that way. But I think that that's super cool that he does that. Our lighting guy who does the lighting for the show, his name is Rick Smith, and he's done lighting for Blackberry Smoke, and, like, he's been on tour.
I want them on
the
band. Show so bad.
I do, too. I do, too. And then when the cancer happened, like, I talked to their manager, and then when the cancer happened, I didn't get to get them on, and then it just hasn't worked back out to be able to have them on. But, yeah, I'd love to get to talk to them, too, and talk to Charlie. But, yeah, we have a cool team of people who are getting to produce this stuff that really make it pop and make it look really good and pro. And that's one of the things that makes me so happy is that I'm hoping that an artist that comes to GPB and is on Peach Jam can take that video and show it to somebody and move to the next level with it. And I think that would be so cool if that gets to happen.
You know what I would like to do? And, I could take that if you want, but I would like to have a TV show of Georgia versus live on the TV show.
That's interesting.
Have like a song, like they kind of did it with like a songwriter competition. You know, I mean, obviously it's there's promotional stuff. You get sponsors, maybe some kind of sponsor stuff that way. But they kind of did it with Kelly Clarkson and Snoop Dogg, but they took it more pop. And it's like, I don't want to do that. I want actual songwriters from the state. You know, Georgia has talent. You know, stuff like there's, which I know there's a a promotion called Georgia Has Talent. I'm not taking your name. I promise you. I just, that's what pops in my head. and do like a show with the songwriters just for like a competition.
Yeah.
And I know I've heard this before. Someone, oh, I don't want to become, I'm not in competition. Competition is just a word. You can call it whatever you want to.
Yeah.
I call it competition because I love the challenge. I went to Nashville and played in a round. Mm-hmm. And you talk about people get discouraged. I'm sitting down and these people start playing. I'm like, holy crap. These guys are like super good. I just go sit out and listen to them. And I'm a good songwriter, but I'm listening to these kids. And I'm like, I never thought of that. I'll probably forget more than they can remember, but that was so good. And that to me is what I love about music. You can sit down and listen to somebody you've never met and be mesmerized by their talent. Mm-hmm. And I think a songwriter's great. To me, if they can take a guitar and a voice and captivate me, they did a job.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. And there's it's almost spiritual sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I wanted a TV show. Like,
yeah, it is. And to be able to make somebody else feel something, you know, in what you're doing. And again, I'm not a musician, but I love music so much in that I love that feeling and I love sharing it and everything. And that's when I get to find somebody who can make me feel something, I want to share it with somebody else and be like, oh my God, you got to hear this. This is amazing.
Right. That's what I said. I'm pitching this TV show to you. You tell me who to go to. I would love to do it.
I'll work on it. Yeah, I'll work on it.
All right, you guys heard that. I got to leave that in. And I know we could talk for hours, dude.
I'm sure we could. Yeah.
I'm more than happy to. But tell everybody, Jeremy. I'll let you wrap it up because I know. I don't. Where'd you come from?
All right. So I live in Marietta.
Okay. So 30 minutes away.
Yes. Well, no. It's 30 minutes. Sometimes it's more 55 minutes. You know, when I leave my house at 4:05.
Okay.
That's okay. It's not it doesn't bother me. I'm glad to be up here and I'm glad to get to do this. When we talked, you were like, we could do it digitally. I was like, oh, that'd be easier. I'm like, but it'll sound better if I'm there. I'd rather be there.
And thank you for coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad to be here. Okay, so if you want to find Peach Jam. Peach Jam is Georgia Public Broadcasting's music show. It is a television show. You can find it at gpb.org. You can search for Peach Jam and you will find it there. Or you can find the podcast wherever you get your podcast. I know that's what everybody says, but honestly, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
If you Google Peach Jam podcast, you're going to find it because it's part of the NPR network. So it's on the NPR app, and then you'll find it at Spotify, Apple, Pandora, wherever you get your podcast, you're going to be able to find it. You can also listen to it on GPP.org. And if you want to be on the show, send me an email. It's peachjam@gpb.org. Like I said, we're not recording the next season until October, and I'm only going to have 15 slots. But go ahead and send me your stuff. Let me know, because I want to, you know, everybody that I reach out to may not be able to do it. They may not be in town. They may not want to. Mm-hmm. They may not be able to get off work. You know, who knows? So, yeah, definitely send me your stuff. And then listen to the episodes and let me know what you think about them. If you have suggestions for how they could be better, I'm open to that. Like, I don't think I'm an expert in anything. I'm just the lucky person that gets to do this and share these musicians with you. So if you have an idea for somebody who should be on, or an idea for how I can make it look better, sound better, be better, please let me know.
Yeah. And I've told people hundreds of times, I mean, if you got advice, I'm open to it. And because you have to be open to advice, and there's going to people say, oh, you should do this, this way, this way. Sometimes it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. We understand that, you know, mm-hmm. I try to get a group of musicians. When I do the Georgia Versus, the first time I did it, I wanted to do it live in a venue. Mm-hmm. I wanted Georgia, Tennessee. So I just do it in Nashville. I bet I can get people from Georgia to Nashville. Even if I got to bust them all the way up there, I'll take them. And then COVID hit and we couldn't do it, so mm-hmm. I made it digital. And then as I put it together, I realized trying to get that many musicians in a place at one time is like herding cats.
Sure.
So it's like, sure. Okay. We'll figure it out. And guys, if you're listening, and you just reach out to me too, I'll help. I'll get you connected to Jeremy.
Yeah.
Are you looking for bands, singer, just individuals?
All of it. So, all of it. Okay. I've had.
But they got to be able to play.
Yeah, they got to be able to play. So mainly, like the criteria are, you have to call Georgia home. So you got to live here or be from here. So either live in Georgia or be from Georgia. And then music's got to be something you're doing in the sense that when somebody hears you, they can Google your name and find something. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you're an amazing songwriter who has some songs at home and stuff and blah, 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 but nothing's anywhere, then, you know, I don't know what I would talk to you about, you know? So you got to have it somewhere. But the beautiful thing is like we've said over and over, is that it's so easy to get your stuff out now. You can self-publish so easily and get it out there and have a website super easily, have a Facebook super easily. One of the ladies from this season, from season 3 that hasn't come out yet, Daniquia, is from Dallas. And Daniquia doesn't have a whole lot on YouTube. The videos she does have on there aren't great quality, but she's got 9,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, which is a lot. Yes. That is a whole lot of monthly listeners. And music is something that she does. It's not a full-time gig. She's a business owner. But it's something she does not just on the side. It's like her passion is what she wants to do. And it's just another hustle for her in the most positive of senses. And she was such a great interview. Like, she tells me the sad story about her parents died super young, and she was homeless in school. And she tells me about how her band class took care of her. And like, it's just this heartwarming story. And now she's a military wife who owns a business and multiple homes and gets to record music and blah, blah, blah. So anyways, back to what I need from you. Be from Georgia or live in Georgia and have music that somebody can Google your name and find.
Yeah. And like I said, you guys, just reach out to me. I'll help you get connected to Jeremy if you're that way. And when I'll get your email and I'll put it on in the show notes. So totally. When people look at it, mm-hmm. they can see it. But guys, you gotta be, like I said, from Georgia or call Georgia home, you know, mm-hmm. you can live in it or be from it. So all my Canadians and my UKs and all that.
I'm sorry.
As talented as you guys are. This is a Georgia thing.
You can still send me an email and let me know about you. I mean, I like to discover music from all over the world. I do enjoy that. You know, I won't be able to have you on the show.
Yep. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime, you're welcome. I do a series called Have You Heard? It's basically being a band. Mm-hmm. What we do, kind of what we're talking about music. What we do is we'll have you heard this song, and then we'll play it. You should come on sometime because I have a feeling you got a wealth of knowledge like I do because there's so many songs. Oh, another guy's thinking of same thing. He wants to come on a show before Greg Shaddix out of Mad Life.
Okay.
He does a lot of his cover stuff now, but he does write songs. But he helps with musicians and he can find you a lot of people. He books the people at Mad Life.
Okay.
So he can help that way too. We're going to do like a paranormal podcast. Me and him and Patrick from my band.
Yeah.
And we're going to start in the graveyard.
Yeah, you hear the graveyard that's right next to us at the gazebo. Okay.
Family graveyard. But Jeremy, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody. That was Jeremy Powell from GPB and Peach Jam Podcast. And you're listening to the Georgia Songbirds. See you guys.